Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
No, it was, we were getting picked up from middle school, standing in the usual spot.
Oh, yeah, in the car.
Yeah, that we got picked up from. We thought it was just a regular day.
Bro.
And my mom pulls up, like, oh, get in the car, you know, just picking us up from school.
The energy was off, though.
Yeah, the energy was off. So we get in the car. I sat shotgun because I was older. Brian sat in the back. The energy was a little quiet. My mom was like, she wasn't driving with one hand. She had two. Like,
she was mad.
And then it, like, gets brought up, like, so videos on the internet. Me and Brian were like, fuck.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to a brand new episode of All Grown Up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the next episode. You guys crushed it with support.
Insane.
They knocked it out of the park.
What's the video at right now?
So the video has over 600K views. And real quick, I just wanted to say we read all the feedback. We had some amazing feedback, but there were a few technical difficulties that now should be fixed.
We're always trying to improve.
This was the first time we've ever done anything like this. So of course there's going to be a few technical issues, but as of right now, we fixed the mics. We got actual brand new mics. So if the quality is more crisp and clear, that is why. We got better lighting in here. We fixed the camera positions. And the one thing people were talking about on the YouTube video is that it was censored stuff.
Oh, yeah. So now we can really say whatever.
Wait, hold on. Let me test it. Shit.
Fuck.
There we go.
Hey, we're uncensored, baby.
Listen,
come
guys,
on
we
now.
We want to make you all happy while you're watching my podcast. We want you guys as involved as possible. And today's episode is very special to me because this is our first ever guest
this
on All Grown Up.
Crazy.
And it couldn't have been better timing. It couldn't have been a better person to be the first guest on my brand new podcast. Everyone, welcome in my brother, a.k.a. Broadus.
Woo! Wow.
Yeah.
Looking good, bro. You're looking good.
Hey.
How's it going?
Man.
Welcome. Welcome.
Kinda. Thanks for stopping by.
Of course. Of course. So
there you go.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm very honored to be the first guest.
Of course.
I feel like this is going to be the biggest podcast on the internet. So wow. To go down as
yes, bro.
The first guest, it's like history. You know what I mean? So
thank you, dude. Thank you for coming by.
No, thank you.
I don't know why the tone in your voice is not looking too good right now. And actually, I do know why. And I think we're going to just hop right into it. First off, thank you for doing this like 2 days after the worst day of your life.
The absolute worst, saddest day of my whole life was 2 days ago.
I think we can all tell, bro. The internet was going crazy. But we're going to start off the episode with a life update with our guest. And you already know the Suns lost the NBA Finals. And it was a brutal one. And for those who don't know, Brandon is the biggest Suns fan of all time. For how long now? 15?
Since 2005. So wow.
16 years.
Since I was 9 years old, I've been watching.
And this is the first time you've ever seen them go to the finals with your own eyes. So
yeah.
Talk to us about it, man. How do you feel, like, realistically? Like, let everyone know how deep this really is.
Okay, so we could be completely 100% open right here, right?
Of course.
Uncensored, raw, everything.
Dude, these past 2 days have been the worst, literally most depressing, saddest, worst 2 days of my life. And I don't want to cap it at 2 days because this feeling feels like it's never going to go away.
Oh, man.
I couldn't go to sleep after the game. Dude, this feeling is like, it just sucks. It's like, I don't want to do anything. My friends hit me up to hang out.
It's
I don't
like
wanna...
that? It's like, dude, a relationship breakup?
It's way worse.
It sounds like it.
I've been through a relationship breakup. This is worse. The pain I'm feeling right now in my heart, I didn't know this pain existed, and I don't wish it on any of you guys. People out there, I don't know how big of a basketball or sports audience you have, but if you aren't into sports, you guys won't understand this pain. But for those out there that are diehard sports fans, this pain is something I don't wish on anybody. It's the worst feeling.
I feel you.
People might think I'm being sarcastic or joking, you're not. It's not. It's not. I couldn't sleep. I can't eat. I don't want to see people.
Damn.
I'm surprised I left my room to do this, but Brian is my brother and Noah is a close friend, so I wasn't going to say no.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you, bro. And I forgot to do this when you walked in, but to match the theme of the Suns, like, you know, I have to change the sign to
orange. Hey, the first Thank sign you. Color change.
First sign change, Brandon. Those words are deep, and I can confirm everything that he said.
Because you've seen it.
I've seen it. I grew up with him, and the Phoenix Suns are very valuable to his life. I've seen a lot of TVs broken. I've seen a lot of
holes in the wall.
Holes in the wall.
And those are, guys, those are after we lose. Sorry, I say we because I feel like I'm part of the Suns. That's after the Suns lose regular games is when I break walls and break TVs. This was the NBA Finals. When I say that no pain will ever match Excellent. What I'm feeling right now, never, ever, ever. Guys, I don't know. This is, I don't know.
I'm actually sorry. Like, after I opened up like social media after the Suns lost, I kid you not, I seen so many memes about you. Like, more memes about you than I saw people congratulating the Bucks. You know what I mean? Like, it's that big. Like, I'm glad that people actually understand how big of a Suns fan you are. So no one could ever call you a bandwagon. No. I mean, I'm wearing a Phoenix Suns shirt right now. But
speaking of bandwagon.
Listen. I did it for the fashion and I went to the Suns game. And I was actually rooting for the Suns for you, obviously. Yeah. Like, because I know how happy you would have been. So the fact that like they lost actually hurt me as a person. I was like, dude, like I wanted to see what my brother would have done.
Yeah, a lot of
I can't imagine.
I got a lot of texts from people and calls saying like, yo, bro, like I'm not even a Suns fan, but I feel so bad for you. Like my phone was blowing up. It was so hot. It felt like it was going to explode because of all the texts, calls, tweets, messages I was getting. You would think that. Like, you would think that freaking I was a part of the team.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, like, oh my
God. What was the energy like in the arena?
So, yeah, we didn't even explain that. I was at the game.
Yeah.
I flew from San Diego to Milwaukee. I flew across the country to go watch the Suns.
And can I just say something?
Yeah.
My brother booked his flight to Phoenix before game 6 because he was so confident that they were going to win and come back for game 7 in Phoenix. He booked his flight, and I think that's what made you the meme.
So, okay, let me explain it from my eyes. So I came from San Diego to Milwaukee to watch the Suns in a game where if they lost, the season was over. I was trying to manifest a win. So instead of booking my flight back to San Diego to come home, I said, no, the season's not ending today. There's going to be one more game in Phoenix.
Yeah.
In Phoenix. So I booked my flight to Phoenix before the Suns game even started. The Suns lost. I end up calling the airline like, hey, guys, I booked a flight to Phoenix.
Imagine that phone call.
Yeah.
They're probably like, yo, are you okay?
And like I asked them for a refund, which they clearly did not do. So they gave me credit. So now I have credit to travel somewhere else for $500. Guess what? The Sun season is over. I don't want to travel anywhere else. I'm not going to travel.
Next season.
Yeah, there's always a next season.
Next season.
Do you think you'll ever go back to the finals like anytime soon?
Yeah. The look in all the players' eyes after they lost, it was like a fire. Like, okay. We'll be back. Yeah. We'll be back.
I want to know, like, did you get your ass beat almost for being at that arena?
There was a lot of
haters.
A lot. Because, hey, I'm not going to lie. I went into Milwaukee, into their city, and I was wearing a Suns jersey. I'm not going to lie.
You were a target, bro.
Yeah, I was a target over there. There wasn't many Suns fans. So I expected, like, people to be talking to me. But, yeah, it was bad. People were, like, pulling on my jersey, like, take that shit off. You're in the wrong city.
Bro.
They were, like, giving me the finger. They were cussing at my face. And, hey, I talk a lot of smack, too.
You do.
So, you really do. But my mindset is, if I talk a lot of smack when the Suns are winning, then I got to be able to take it when they lose. So you can't be one-sided. So when the Suns lost, you know, I was taking the smack talk.
I was actually concerned for your safety when you went to Milwaukee. I was like, you better go with like a security guard or something because these sports fans take it so serious. But then you also do too, so you can take the shit when they talk.
Yeah, there was a lot of almost fights after the game. There was a lot. There was a lot.
You were prepared to throw hands.
For my team, I'll do anything
for your team.
I'll do anything, bro. Anything.
Hey, so that is my brother's life update. as his current state of mind.
It's usually good, guys. I'm usually a positive person, and I love my life. It's just Brian got me and Noah at the wrong time. So sorry.
Actually, it's perfect time for the podcast.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Sorry.
It could be a win, like win-win or win-loss, yeah, I guess you could say.
Sorry for the negativity to start, but I'm ready to get into some more positive things right now.
You guys like this show and want to make your own? Let me tell you about Anchor. For one, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, or something the world's never heard before. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Okay, so let's move on to the origin of how everything started, how we got into the internet, social media, and a lot of people do know this about us, but a lot of people don't know this about us, but we were actually on YouTube before we started our real YouTube journey. Yeah. Like, we actually had a series on our YouTube, not our YouTube channel currently, but we started a series called Father Son Chaldean, where my brother would play a very angry Chaldean father.
Middle Eastern dad,
very strict, and I would be playing the son who would do something wrong, and pretty much my brother would just smack the shit out of me the whole time.
That was, if you guys grow up in a Middle Eastern household, or even I've heard Hispanic culture is the same.
Definitely, yeah. Hispanic culture.
Yeah. Not just Middle Eastern for sure.
You guys have the wooden spoon or what's
that? Oh, we had hangers.
Well, hangers. Oh, the hangers? Boots.
Was it metal or? It was
no, all, mostly plastic, okay. But if okay. We were really bad, we'd get the metal.
Yeah. Oh. So obviously, if you grew up in a household like that, you know that if you do something bad, you're going to get... Like, there's no like sitting down, hey, don't do that again. No, it was bad. So me and Brian took that idea. And how old were we? Like, I was like 13. Brian was 12.
Well, we were in middle school.
We were in middle school and we just were kind of like, dude, let's make skits that people could relate to. And just we just made skits. And
dude,
you could take it away from there.
Listen, man, we're going to watch our first ever episode. Keep in mind, we're in middle school, and this is all in our language, Chaldean.
And this was hidden from our parents.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, being on the internet at that time isn't the same as being on the internet now. Back then, it's like, oh, you're putting your life on the internet. You're recording you slapping your brother and cussing in Chaldean. So we used to do this while my dad was at work and my mom was out like grocery shopping. We'd be like, hurry, we have like 20 minutes.
We'd have to rush.
They weren't like planned or scripted. We just were kind of like, bro, I'm gonna turn the camera on. I'm the angry dad and you are talking to a girl.
Yeah, like, so this is the first episode. I pretty much am hiding a girlfriend from my dad, aka Brandon, and he walks in on me talking to my girlfriend.
Yes.
And he gets pissed. Mm-hmm. Let's watch it.
Hi, is this Vanessa?
That's me.
Yeah. Okay, let me just check if my parents. Like okay, one
second. Dude, I was in boxers. Like, yeah, my body low key does look the same. Thank you.
Okay, no, they're not home.
You checked in the drawer
for my parents to be home.
So, what do you want to do on Monday on our half day?
Oh, why do I talk like that?
You want to hang out?
That's what you're going to do Monday.
So, where do you want to go?
I can take you somewhere nice.
I can meet you somewhere nice.
Hey, the game back there.
Nice. Oh. Bye, Vanessa.
You were in the room the whole time.
I'm not going to talk with my girlfriend. I just, my girlfriend.
Look how high my shorts were.
Yeah, wait. Why is the button?
Oh my. Dude, you were hitting him hard.
Oh!
By the way, none of the slaps were fake. None. None.
Oh! Hey, the last slap is hard. Listen to this.
See?
Oh!
I hush with the girlfriend.
Hey, I will say one thing.
Oh my god.
By the way, none of the slaps were fake. You think at that age we knew how to edit sound effects? Brian was just a real one, and that's how much like we wanted content that Brian was like, you know what? Just hit me. So, you know what? What do you say? 12, 13 years later, I'll let you get me just one time.
For real?
Right. It's up to you if you want to do it in the face, the neck, because I got you everywhere. The back, the neck, the face.
Since it's in the past, I want to just do the neck. But I really do have some anger built up from that.
Okay. Oh. I think I owe Brian one because he did take a couple slaps. So, okay. Just remember the Suns did lose and I'm in a healing state of mind.
Wait, I want to slow-mo this.
Okay. Okay, guys.
Here we go.
I deserve it. I'm ready.
Hold on.
The clean shot.
I'm sorry for this, but I think it's well deserved. You ready?
Just go.
Did you get bad grades?
I got bad grades, and I have a girlfriend that I'm hiding from you.
Ow, oh, I'm sorry.
Ow!
I'm sorry.
Get out of my seat.
Okay.
Ow!
Yo, I'm sorry. So, hey, I'm sorry. Wait. Listen.
Is it red? Oh. Okay. Watch, guys. I'm not going to tell you when, but keep watching this podcast, and Noah's getting one, and I won't tell you when. He won't know when. Brian won't know when. Nobody will know, but he's getting one.
Oh, my God. Okay, hey, your neck is going to be really red after that one.
Okay.
Listen. All right. Are we good now?
Hey, man.
Me and you are good, at least. But now you just started a feud with
Noah. Oh, Brian. I owed Brian that. He was allowed
to. Hey, I owed you that, too?
Listen. Okay. So, speaking about father son Chaldean.
Ah! Hey. Yo. I'm on high alert now.
Okay.
So, what had happened after we posted that, it started blowing up.
Yeah.
It legit blew up, and we had no idea.
50k views or something when we were young, like we were little kids.
50k views back then was insane. Yeah. And like then we started getting like family members calling my mom saying, hey, do you know your kids are on the internet? Because it went to them. So that's how we got caught, because my mom wasn't on YouTube.
Where were we when my mom caught us?
At a hafla?
No, it was... We were getting picked up from middle school, standing in the usual spot.
Oh, yeah, in the car.
Yeah, that we got picked up from. We thought it was just a regular day.
Bro.
And my mom pulls up, like, oh, get in the car, you know, just picking us up from school.
The energy was off, though.
Yeah, the energy was off. So we get in the car. I sat shotgun because I was older. Brian sat in the back. The energy was a little quiet. My mom was like, she wasn't driving with one hand. She had two. Like,
she was mad.
And then it, like, gets brought up, like, so videos on the internet. And me and Brian were like,
yeah,
because we were like in those videos, guys, we were cussing in our language, we were saying some bad words,
you were smacking me, bro.
I was smacking you and just cussing, and we were kids, we were 12-13 years old. So yeah, we got in a lot of trouble. But then we kind of talked to my mom and dad and we're like, guys, like the videos are blowing up, we had fun.
Well, not me, but
yeah, I had fun. So we convinced my mom and dad to let us do it for a little bit longer. And
And we actually started meeting fans
really
from that.
Yeah.
Because we lived in San Diego, Mira Mesa, and then there's another town in San Diego called El Cajon. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of Chaldean people that live there. And we would always see them at like parties, Middle Eastern parties, weddings and all that stuff. And people started coming up to us like, oh, you guys from Father Son Chaldean? Yeah. I was like, we're meeting fans from this?
Insane.
Like, weird. And it's crazy because this is way before, like, I started gaming and way before Brandon even thought about doing a legit YouTube channel to, like, vlog. Like, that wasn't even a thing. That was just us trying to do skits, and we started meeting fans, but that only lasted, like, 4 episodes, and then we kind of just, I think we just stopped doing it.
We just stopped. Yeah, hey, isn't this crazy? Sometimes when I go out, I don't know if it's the same for you, but I'll go out, and then someone's like, yo, can I get a picture? And I'm like, yeah, of course, assuming they know me as Brawadis. So I'll take the picture, and they're like, you're the guy from the Father Son Chaldean show when you were younger, right?
Dude,
isn't that crazy?
That's happened to me, but they say they've been watching me since Father Son Chaldean, which is crazy. Like, they're like, people's first videos they've watched of me or you has been Father Son Chaldean, not the content we post today.
Those are OG. Those are not only OG supporters. Those
family.
Are OG.
Yeah, OG.
It's crazy to me how your guys' minds thought, like, in content. At that age, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys knew what you were doing in a way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I still remember, you know what we recorded it from? My brother's Mac computer.
Yeah.
Like the
camera. The actual, like,
yeah, we didn't have a real camera. We had it from the Mac computer.
Webcam, yeah.
That's then, crazy. From Photo Booth.
Yeah.
We recorded that on Photo Booth.
Photo Booth, and if you notice, there was no cuts. We didn't know how to edit a video. So whatever we pressed, like I said, it wasn't planned or scripted. It just was like, okay, go. and we just uploaded it to YouTube. Like,
and if that doesn't prove to you guys that you don't need an expensive setup to start anything you're doing, people nowadays like vlog on their phones. I upload vlogs from my phone. Brandon records clips from his phone. Like, you can literally start with your cell phone.
That's true.
And as long as you're like entertaining and make good content, you can blow up. You don't need like a $5,000 setup.
It's what's in front of the camera than the camera
itself. Exactly. Yeah. As long as you're entertaining, funny, like people want to see that no matter what the quality is.
I just think it's crazy how Father Son Chaldean literally birthed like both of your YouTube careers and kind of made you guys, like your whole family, the modern day YouTube like Kardashians.
Ooh, arguably.
Arguably. It's kind of the same like dynamic though.
It's, dude.
It's crazy how everything started for us, because after the whole Father Son Chaldean, like I said, we like just completely stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And then it just randomly came back to us. And in my case, it was gaming.
Yeah. For I'll never forget, like, you started in high school, like serious?
Yeah, seriously. I started playing video games in high school. And that's when I opened a YouTube channel myself. Yeah. It was in 2012. July 11th, 2012 is when I opened my YouTube channel. My 9 year just passed.
Okay.
Wow. That's crazy. Nine years.
Yeah. Okay. So 2012. So you were a sophomore in high school. I was a junior.
Yep.
So I'll never forget. Brian would come home from school.
You're going to expose me right now?
No. I mean, shit. It's not really exposed because it worked out.
Yo, it did. It did.
So we would go to school, obviously 7 a.m. to 2, 2:30, whatever, the usual school time. And we would come back home 2:30 p.m. I would change from my school clothes and get into basketball shorts to get dropped off at the gym. My mom would drop me off. And Brian would, he would get in trouble because he was so excited to go to his game and play Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2.
Yep.
He wouldn't even take his backpack out of the car.
Oh,
he would leave his backpack in the car and run upstairs to play video games. And my mom would be like, hey, take your backpack out because I know you have homework to do. And he would lie and say, no, I don't have homework. Just leave the backpack in there till next morning when we go to school.
And that was the worst time. The next morning I'd wake up to go to school and I'm like, shit, I had like 5 assignments to do.
Yeah, and the reason the backpack would stay in the car is because he wouldn't leave his room from the 2:30 p.m. that we got back home till the second he went to sleep. He was playing video games for like 9, 10, 11 hours a day.
On school nights.
And I still remember, I'd be in my room and I'd be hearing him talk, one and done, trick shot,
kill one, trick shot,
quick scope, whatever.
Two and through. Listen, guys, so like Brandon said, I used to come home and I would run upstairs and I would dress in pajamas because I just wanted to feel comfortable playing video games.
There was
you all
two,
know.
The green dinosaur ones and the blue snow ones.
And the penguin one.
Yeah, the blue penguin. Yeah, yeah.
So, and then I would be playing for hours on hours. My room would smell like shit.
Oh my gosh.
It's because
when he would ask my mom to bring food up. You know, the true gamers, they don't leave the house to get food. They get food, you know, in the room.
Dude.
And then after he was done eating, he wouldn't take the food out to the trash. He would just leave it rotting in the room like a true gamer.
That is
I love gamer. It. I miss those days. And I used to sometimes not shower for like 2-3
that
days.
That makes sense, though, because you're so locked into the game that you don't want to leave.
Dude, can you remember this or no? I don't think you're going to remember, but what was my favorite meal to get as a gamer? I know my mom would know, but...
Cereal, for sure.
No, like from outside.
In-N-Out?
No, you know why I never got In-N-Out when I would game?
Why?
So I didn't want to get my hands greasy because I didn't want to go to the bathroom and wash my hands after. I wanted to sit still. Yeah. I wanted to get a meal where I could eat with a fork. So my favorite meal to eat was a Famous Bowl from KFC.
Oh, yeah, with the mashed potatoes.
Chicken. And it was so easy. It was good. And it just, I used to get my Mountain Dew on the side, true gamer shit.
Because when you like touch food and your hands are greasy, you can't touch a controller. That's just.
Did you ever eat pizza like from the plate?
Oh, you slide it down.
Not just that. I used to have my mom cut my pizza for me.
Oh, my.
Dude, I don't care what anyone says. Like, I miss those days. And that is what got me into FaZe Clan.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. So the dedication for Brian to start, like, because after we had quit YouTube after the Father Son Chaldean show, the dedication that I saw from Brian to bring it back with like the video games, in my head at the time I was like, bro, what are you doing? Like, we got big from Father Son Chaldean. What are you doing with the gaming stuff? Like, you're playing so many games. And I didn't really believe video games weren't as big at the time that they
are now. Not just you. Nobody knew that video games were lit. Fast forward 10 years, it's like one of the most popping things in the world.
Yeah. So we would all, like, in my head, I wouldn't really like say too much to Brian's face because I don't want to bring him down. He's my little brother. But in my head, I'd be like, what is this guy doing? He's playing so much video games. And like, he keeps talking about this YouTube, it's FaZe Clan, Sore Clan, whatever. At the time, it was like Sore Rug.
I was in Sore. And then after that, November 26, 2012. I joined FaZe Clan and nobody, my mom, my dad, my brother, did not know what big of a deal that was.
We didn't know. Like, he was talking about, like, guys.
I was crying.
Yeah, he was crying. Like, guys, this is a huge deal. I don't even need to go to college. Like, blah, blah, blah. And we were just like, what are you talking about? Like, it was crazy. It was, dude. So that's how we shaped from going from Father Son Kellyan, getting kind of popping off that, but nothing too crazy. And then we just stopped. And then Brian brought it back up with video games. And then that's when I started a couple years after Brian. I was like, I'm not good at video games, but I want to try it out. So I'm going to try to, like, vlog and do some basketball stuff. And
that's luckily, when, like, that's when it was like after gaming kind of, and I started vlogging too.
Yeah.
And then you started vlogging. And then from there, like, we just both blew up. I was already at, like, I would say, like, 2 million subs before I started vlogging.
From gaming.
Yeah. From gaming.
That's
from
insane joining back
FaZe,
then.
I was, I think, the first FaZe member to put down the controller and actually, like, do real-life stuff. And the reason why I did that is because I figured my family is so interesting. Like, I'm like, dude, my mom is funny. My dad's funny. My brother's funny. Brother's an idiot. But my family, like, even my whole cousin group, like, we're all so funny and, like, we all have such a good time when we hang out.
Wait, no, can you get my chapstick? My bad.
Oh, that was the worst thing I've ever seen.
That was bad. You hit my hat more than
okay. That is the worst thing.
The plan was there. The plan was there. I just didn't execute with the freaking neck.
Listen.
Okay, we're even.
Let me continue.
Okay.
Okay. Yo, come on, guys.
Okay. Hey, okay.
Come on, guys. Brandon and Noah have beef, man.
You know what? I just want to bring up real quick about the FaZe thing. Like, back then, it was like there was a lot of competition to get into FaZe, right?
Yeah.
As at that age. But nowadays, like, imagine kids trying to join now. Like, you got in at a great time.
Yeah, 9 years ago, guys. And like, from there, just took off. I started vlogging. I pranked my mom with fake cocaine. And to this day, when I meet fans in public, they're like, oh, like, I've been watching you since the cocaine prank. And I'm like, dude, I know right before people say it, I sometimes cut them off. I'm like, cocaine prank? They're like, yeah, cocaine prank.
That's,
I'm like,
crazy.
It's just such an iconic video. And that's what blew my channel up even more and made me want to, like, start vlogging and, like, showing off my family, putting my cousins into it. And what's crazy is, like, now, not just me, not just Brandon, not just my mom and dad have, like, a following. Our cousins that sometimes barely even show up in our videos nowadays have, like, 500K on Instagram, 700K on Instagram. Even, like, people that literally aren't in our videos ever have at least 100K.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, like, I literally built and started an empire.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that where it stemmed from was Father Son Chaldean, then gaming, to now I started a podcast and I have almost 20 million subs. And it just, the crazy backstory to it, thinking back of how it started and how much work was put in. And then my brother now at over 5 million?
Over 5 million. That's YouTube crazy. Subscribers.
Like,
yeah, and,
what?
And guys, I want to say, like, literally, me having 5 million subscribers would not be possible without Brian. And it's not the shout out that I'm talking about. It's, I lived with Brian for, like, pretty much 24 years. Our whole life, pretty much. And what I learned from Brian, you can't teach the amount of work that he does
100%,
off camera. Like, the phone calls, the stress of, like, just all the work that he does is something that I picked up. And then I started, like, being like, yo, if my brother's working this hard, I got to match that energy.
Bro,
like, I got to match that work ethic because I see how successful he is. So if I want to get to that point, clearly what he's doing is working. So I took on my little brother, like, how hard he works. And I'm like, I need to work that hard too. So my brother inspired me to just, like, work. Like,
I agree.
I see what he does.
You know, I agree. I mean? Because, like, I think when you're around people that, like, are doing as much as they are at, like, Brian, like, it only influences you to do better.
And, like, surrounding yourself with people that just want to win helps you so much. And this is, like, a great message for people that are surrounding themselves with negative people and people that are just like, oh, this is so annoying. This is stupid. I hate this. No. I hate this. I hate that. I don't want to do this. If you surround yourself with people that have that mindset of winning, it's going to feed off on you. And like Brandon said, like, that's what happened with me and him. And now look at Brandon. And then it happened with me and Noah. Now look at Noah. Like,
it's insane. It's, like,
not, it's cool.
Yeah. It's just like, it's not, people think, like, oh, if you're just a friend of Brian or a brother of Brian, you're going to get the followers. No, it's not that. You pick up what my brother does, which is work.
And you get inspired by it.
You get inspired, like, dude.
Dude, thank you guys. Imagine if, like, I have a gun, like, right here. Like, yeah, guys, keep going.
No, and
guys,
the thing is, this is, like, this is real shit. It's like, bro, like, we're only giving you the compliments you deserve because you really have shaped the game and also shaped our lives in ways that we can never imagine. And now that we're doing it to this level and now that we're all succeeding, we're fucking going crazy. It's just us being grateful.
Yeah, no, it's just like I would hear all the phone calls between Brian and his manager. I would see all the, like, oh, we got to do this for the video, we got to do that for the video. And then it made me step my game up because my YouTube videos were, like, less like, it took less work. So I'm like, bro, I got to step my game up to, like, try to reach a level that Brian has. So he just inspired me to just try to make my videos better and just made me learn what it really took to be, like, a bigger YouTuber. So if I wasn't learning from Brian, kind of like getting coached, my channel would not be where it was at today.
And I just want to say, like, I'm not even comfortable in my position. Like, I don't think I'm making the best videos. I don't think I'm at the top or anything. I even have room for improvement.
100%.
And I even want to keep improving on my videos, improving on this podcast. Like, I am not comfortable. And I think that's what helps, is, like, if you feel comfortable, like, there's no room for improvement.
See, and that's what I'm talking about, the work ethic. Name somebody else who has 20 million subscribers that wouldn't sit here and be like, I pretty much made it, bro. Everyone else would, but Brian wants to keep working. But correct me if I'm wrong, the work ethic we both got has to have came from my dad.
Oh my god.
My dad, Brian, pretty much retired my dad, and he still goes to work every day. Not because he needs to.
He has to just manage. Like, no, not even that. He wants to.
He wants to work. He doesn't want to, like, sit at home. And it's crazy. I think that's where we both got a crazy work ethic. Bro, is my dad. Sometimes, like, he, not in a cocky way, but he has the money. Like, we have the money to support. And he's just like, I got to go to work. I got to fix the shelf. So we grew up seeing that. And then my mom, the work she does around the house, the work she does to put food on the table.
Supporting us.
Supporting us in the house. So, like, my parents were our parents were never like, oh, you guys just do what you need to do and we'll just relax. No, they still work hard every single day. So I think that's why me and Brian are like, yo, if our parents at that age are working hard every day, why are we going to relax? We need to work hard too. Yep. So just, it's the whole family. We just work
and
every day.
And I want to, like, work super hard that in the future, like, I know I, like, have retired my dad and, like, my mom is chilling, but, like, I want them to just relax. Never, like, they can't do that because their mindset's crazy. And on top of it, my dad comes home after a hard day at work and makes TikToks. He has almost 1 million followers TikToks. He's a grinder.
And makes YouTube videos. They have over 1 mil on YouTube, Mama Rug and Papa Rug.
Bro, I'm sorry, but, like, that whole thing, my mom and dad came from Iraq.
Immigrants, didn't speak any English when they came here, and they didn't come early. They came in their 20s. When my dad came here, he opened up a store in America, and he didn't speak any English. Wow. He didn't speak any English. So, and the worst part is, what about when we were in school and then 9/11 happened? Obviously, rest in peace to everybody affected. Me and Brian, we had people come up to us every day. You terrorist, get out of our country.
People were calling us terrorists. And we, like we didn't know how to react because we were so young.
We were kids. 2001, I was 6. You were 5 years old. I was 6 years old. We were being called terrorists. And it wasn't just in 2001. That stuck with us for pretty much our whole entire middle school, high school, elementary school.
Yep.
And even my dad would tell us at the store, at work, he would get called racist stuff.
So, like, you come to America expecting everything to be great.
Yeah.
And then there's people in America looking at you like, what is this Middle Eastern person? Get the fuck back to your country.
Yeah. So statistically, the odds are stacked against the minorities to win and become successful. So it's like, it's crazy that, you know, my dad has the store and the YouTube stuff and –
and we just pushed that all to the side. We would talk with our parents about how to deal with it. And we actually dealt with a lot of racism growing up. And I think that's also what shaped us to be the people that we are today and have, like, inspiring messages and how, like, we stay humble because we were on the other side at one point. That's, and we didn't know how to feel.
Yeah, I think that's another reason why we're so nice to the fans we meet, because we've been bullied. We've been called racist stuff. And that's when we were kids.
Dude.
So that's why when we see someone, especially a younger age, we're always super nice to them because we know how it feels to be on the other end. Like, our parents were immigrants from Iraq. And of course, us growing up was right at the time of, you know, the whole war.
That's
So it was just like we grew up in a we were being called names and just, I don't know. It was, it for sure shaped us to be like
who we are today,
because we were able to take a lot when we were kids. We didn't have a, oh my God, you're so like, we were taking a lot of words and
that's why we always treat people the way they want to be treated. Yeah. We are never racist. We never like talk to anyone different because of the color of their skin.
Yeah,
like
no, we've been on the other side. We don't like it.
Like it's crazy because like the world today is like still so fucked up. Like you still see videos to this day, like go the fuck back to Mexico, go the fuck back to here. Yeah, I'm like, dude, people think like that.
Listen, this is a message to everybody watching. This might sound cliche, but it's not that hard to understand. You treat everybody with the same amount of respect, regardless of the color of their skin, culture, language,
status, everything,
language they speak. It does not matter. Like
I'm so blessed that we were able to like grow up in a family like this, and how close we were with our family, and just how supportive they were, and like how just how everything worked out for us is such a blessing, and we'll never take it for granted. Like never have I ever or Brandon like have ever looked at each other like as we're above someone else, because that's just not how we were raised. And some people that I meet tell me like, dude, like you're too nice, you're way too nice, and I'm like, bro, exactly. What do you want me to be, mean?
Yeah, you know how many fans I meet and they're always like, dude, you're so humble, I never thought that. And I'm like, yo, you guys, the fans, the supporters that are watching this podcast right now and watch our YouTube videos, why would we ever be mean or act like a certain way towards you guys? You fans are the reason that we're even sitting in this podcast.
100%.
Me and Brian and Noah can work as hard as we want, but if you guys aren't supporting us, all that work doesn't matter. You guys are the reason. Like,
can I just explain something? So yesterday I was on my way to like a shoot, and like it was like a 45-minute drive, and I legit started crying, like straight up crying, because I was
I cried too from the Suns game.
The Suns game. Yeah. Two different things, but I started crying because I was like, holy shit, like I'm so happy. It was like a grateful crying.
I have that sometimes too. It's like you're just like, you realize all the stuff you accomplished in the past, and it's all like building up, and it's like, damn.
Just the endless amount of support that you guys have given us and me in general, like it was so overwhelming that I started crying, and like I started thinking about like this one fan that I met in Phoenix. He came up to me and like he started crying, and like he hugged me. He's like, you changed my life, you changed this. And I'm like, the fact that I literally like have changed people's lives makes me feel like so inspired. Like I'm just like, no way. And like he told me about like how his cousin passed away from cancer, and like he started crying, and he said, my cousin was the biggest fan of yours. And I'm like, dude, like I started crying in person, and I'm like what, like this is so crazy to me. And like I've met countless amount of fans that have cried and told me I've done unimaginable things to their lives, and I'm like, the fact that I did that from making content, like you sometimes have to sit back and like realize what life you're living, and I feel like some people don't do that.
I know,
and it made me cry because I'm like, we're blessed, and like I want to show people that this is literally how appreciative we are and how grateful we are.
On the way here, me and my mom, I drove my mom up here, we drove past, and we saw a couple of tents on the side of the street, and you know, some people who don't have shelter. And my mom was just like, dude, like Brandon, look at this. This is why, like, you know, we're so thankful and we're so lucky to and blessed to have what we have, you know, like some people don't. And we just sat back and we're like, that's true. Like we're always appreciative of everything we have. We never take it for granted. And like,
and I hope people know that, because obviously the internet is different. And I always read comments about, oh, rug changed, rug let money change him. And that's what makes me upset, because I'm like, one of the few people that hasn't let that change. Yeah, I have stayed true to myself since the day I started YouTube. Never denied a fan picture.
Have we ever denied a fan picture once?
Ever. No. Never.
After the Suns lost in Milwaukee.
I saw
The worst day of my life. I was getting, fans were pulling the jersey off my back. Get the fuck out of my city. Fuck you. Not fans of my videos. I mean Milwaukee Bucks fans.
Yeah, yeah.
They're almost like damn near cussing at me, flipping me off. And I'm standing there taking a picture with every single Broadus supporter out there. And some people noticed it in my video. They were commenting saying, Brandon is in the worst moment of his life. I literally was crying. It was the saddest day of my life. and I didn't deny one single fan of a picture. Why would I let what's happening in my life, that's not the fan's fault, the Suns lost, that has nothing to do with my supporters, why would I let that dictate me saying no to a picture? No. So I took a picture with everyone, and people were surprised. I'm so surprised Brandon took a picture with everyone even after the Suns lost. I'll never deny a fan of a – like, you guys, again, are the reason we're in this position. So, yeah, I stood there and I took a picture while getting yelled at, while getting cussed at. God. And I just took a picture with every fan, and I was just ignoring everyone else because I don't want
to – You guys are the reason. Like, yeah. No one understands that, like, if I deny a picture, if you deny a picture, like, I'm not sleeping at night.
Yeah.
Like, dude, some kid came up to me and I said no. Like, that's just not me. Even I've mentioned this before. Like, I went to, like, a theme park, Universal Studios, and, like,
oh, man.
And, like, we got mobbed, and, like, we were filming a video, and it was, like, literally impossible to walk or film. And then, like, someone from the park came up to us and is like, yo, you got to keep moving because you're starting a thing. And I'm like, I'm not going to say no to people.
I know.
I that's who I am. And then the girl looked at me and she's like, I admire that.
It's just respect.
Like, I admire you for taking pictures with these kids and making their day. And I'm like, bro, like, I'm so glad that people, some people actually see it. But on the internet, it's different because some people see, like, oh, Rug has a Lambo. Like, he's so mean.
But at the end of the day, like, the things that you buy don't matter to you because they're accomplishments. Like, you see them as accomplishments rather than showing off.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Yes. I got myself a Lambo because I worked my ass for it and I got it and it made you happy, but you're not doing it because you got a Lambo and you want to show off to the people, like your supporters or anything. You want to do it for yourself. I think that, like, it's just becoming an accepting thing for people to accept more negativity because in this internet. In this day and age, everyone is like, cancel culture, for example. It's like people love to see people lose because
you're right 100% with that, because I was at a certain amount of followers just a couple days ago. The second when the Suns were winning, my follower status was it was the same. The second the Suns lost, I gained a bunch of followers. You know why? Because everybody saw me sad. And that's when it's like, oh, negativity, let me follow. Negative, he's down, he's upset, he's sad, he's pissed off, let me follow.
And
it's weird. People like to see failure and negativity. I don't know why. That's just how the internet and the world.
And that's like why I always try to spread a positive message. Like my whole bio, my whole like thing is please spread positivity, because I have a big platform to actually maybe make an impact in this world, because, you know, not a lot of people have 20 million followers. There's people with a ton of subscribers that are just talking shit to people and like this and that. And then a lot of people are like, oh, like, let them do their thing. And that's fine. Like, people have their own thing. But then their fans are like, oh, my God, it's fine to be toxic.
Yeah.
Look at my influence. He's talking shit about someone. Yeah. Let me talk shit about that person, too, and bring them down.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing when I'm like, dude, please spread positivity and just be happy. Like, just try to preach positivity. And I hope I'm doing a good job at it. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just the internet is way too big. Brandon, I think a lot of people want to know about probably the most confusing relationship in the world.
I'll agree with you there.
Very confusing. Even me.
You lived with me and the person you're about to say.
Jackie.
You lived with us and you're probably still confused.
I literally, whatever the internet knows, I know. Because I'm confused.
Yeah.
Please talk to me and everyone out there watching about how, like, what is going on? What's the current situation? Because from what I see, she's still always in, like, your videos.
Yeah.
And you guys, like, You do make some flirty stuff with her, like TikTok. That's just
the type of person, guys.
You do say some stuff. I still watch your vlogs and everything, and you say some flirty shit, references that's like they're dating.
Okay, so a lot of people think that me and Jackie, despite us breaking up, a lot of people think that we're secretly dating off camera and the blah blah blah. Guys, I'm saying this straight up to the camera, to the podcast, to you and you. Me and Jackie, as much as the fans want to believe it, we're not dating.
No.
I know, bro.
It's okay. Bracky.
It's okay.
Bracky, please.
Bracky is not a thing, guys. We're still cool. That's the thing that throws everybody off, because usually in today's day and age, are you okay, Noah? Do you want a kiss on the lips?
No. Aiden, chill.
Oh, so yeah, a lot of in today's day and age, when you are dating somebody and you guys break up, what do you usually do? You guys
just don't talk.
You don't talk. You block each other. You're toxic. You don't talk to me. Whatever. Me and Jackie, is it bad to say we're mature?
You're cordial.
No.
We're cordial. And, you know, I'm 26. She's 25 years old. So we're a little bit older. It's not like a little high school, middle school relationship. Yeah. So after we broke up, yeah, was there some bad blood? Of course.
Yeah,
of course. In a breakup, there's always some type of bad blood. So we weren't talking for a little bit. Then we just came to our senses, especially because we raised the dog together.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think, oh, Brandon, Jack, you guys are so dumb. You're seeing each other again because of a dog. But everyone out there who has a dog understands. Knows. It's a big deal. We raised my dog, Booker. We raised him together. So without Jackie, I actually took him to the vet one time because he wasn't doing well. He slept with Jackie every day for years, and then all of a sudden she was just out of his life. So we're like, yo, let's be mature. Jackie, you could take Booker half of the week. You take him, and then I'll take him the other half. So we split custody, I guess you could say, of the dog. So yes, when Jackie comes to pick Booker up, I see her, we talk, maybe we make a TikTok, maybe we'll film a vlog part. When she drops him off, I see her. Here you go, Brandon. Here's Booker. Thank you, Jackie. We talk.
Like mature
adults.
I think
that's really good, too, mature because adults. Like life's too short to like not be friends with people that you actually care about.
Exactly. Yep. So all of a sudden, just because we see each other once a week or twice a week and we'll film like a vlog part, oh, they're dating off camera. It's not possible for exes to still be cool. They're dating. They have to be dating. No, guys. Me and Jackie are just friends. I know there's always going to be rumors because, like Brian said, I'm a flirty type of guy, so I do make jokes sometimes.
I
do flirt, but Jackie knows that's just the type of person I am. She doesn't take it seriously. It's not leading her on. She knows we're just friends. I'm sure if she sat here and you guys asked her, are you and Brandon dating, or do you think you guys are gonna get back together, her answer would also be no. We know where we're at. We've moved on from the dating phase. Yeah, are we still cool? We're still friends. Yes. And the reason for that is because I've done a lot for Jackie. You know, I helped Jackie a lot. But it goes both ways. She also helped me a lot.
Yeah.
So you don't hate someone that's done a lot for you.
Exactly.
You don't hate, like Brian has helped me out a lot. So regardless of if we fight or anything, you can't hate that person. You just can't. You could get in a little argument and have some bad blood for a little bit, which is what happened with me and Jackie when
that's
we first
broke
up.
That's just like normal. Like,
yeah.
In a relationship.
But, yeah. But after a while, we're like, dude, maybe not in a boyfriend, girlfriend way, but as friends, we do care for each other. We've done a lot for each other. We can't hate each other. So do we hang out every day? No. Do we go out to dinner? No. Do we freaking go on dates? No. But do we talk when we see each other and make some jokes? And, you know, she texted me after the Suns game, like, hey, are you okay? Like, don't freak out. It's okay. Like, we're friends.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. And that's a message to all you guys out there. If you guys break up with someone, obviously if it's on good terms. That's the thing with me and Jackie. We didn't break up because someone cheated or because – you know, some crazy stuff happened. We broke up on good terms. The timing just wasn't right. And I guess we weren't meant for each other.
Yeah.
So it's okay to be friends. But to answer your question, no, we're not dating, which I know is crazy to a lot of people out there.
That's crazy. You preached all that. And it kind of ties back to like mine and Kaylin's relationship
too.
Yeah,
you guys still talk, right?
Of course.
Because
we talk,
you're a
we hang
mature
out.
Adult.
Yeah, we talk, hang out. Like we left off on good terms.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. Except in the past 5 years, us showing each other unconditional love and support, mental support. When she was down, I'd be there for her. When I was down, she'd be there for me. So if you just think that the timing is wrong, which is kind of what happened in our situation, it's like right person, wrong time as of right now. Yeah. And it's like you're not going to just cut her out of your life like after everything she's done for you.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's also what I wanted to say. Speaking of everything that a girl has done for a guy, all the gold digger comments to Jackie, those are, you know, like those are just dumb because when I was not a YouTuber and I was going to college, I was going to college part time. I was taking a few classes and I was also working. I was working at a grocery store. I was pushing carts and bagging groceries. That's when me and Jackie started talking.
Yeah.
That's when me and Jackie.
She's been down since the jump.
She's been down since I was freaking not nothing because obviously like you start somewhere going to college and working a little job. But she wasn't with me when I, like, because I started a YouTube channel. You know what I mean? So all the gold digger comments, I guess some people think they're funny or a joke. But some people actually say it seriously. And, you know.
It's the internet, bro.
It's the internet. Yeah. So don't.
I'm learning now to just literally not give a shit anymore.
Oh,
because,
you know me. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't
like,
care,
like as of right now, I get called like sensitive and like, oh, my God, rug is soft. He's a snowflake. He lets someone talking shit about him affect him.
Yeah.
And And like, this is actually opening my eyes to not let it affect me anymore, because I'm like, you know what? They're right. Like, why am I going to care about what some people say about me that I don't know personally and they don't know me personally?
Exactly.
I know myself, and I've always stayed true to myself, and I know the type of person I am. So why am I going to let those bother me?
Yeah.
The only reason why they do is because I'm like, I feel like I want to please everyone and I want to show them.
And sometimes, like, when you do let them affect you, I'm with Brian, like, every day now since we now live with each other. And it's just like, I always tell you, like, you're the person who you are because how you were raised, and you're a good person. So why let someone's negativity bring you down? You preach positivity all the time. You're a good guy. Like, fuck what anyone has to say.
Exactly. You, and that's what I'm learning right now.
So you're with me, Noah, our family and friends 24 hours of the day. The people on the internet, they only see you for 10 to 12, 13 minute vlog.
And they try and judge you off of that and what they think.
Once every couple of days that you upload. So they don't know. You know what I mean?
And
so,
that's why I'm like super happy that I started this podcast, because we get to finally express our feelings and finally show people the true us. Yeah. And like, just have these having these conversations is so fun to me, because we're letting the supporters in on like a different side to us. That
we're not like, start the video, okay, today's a challenge, we're gonna go jump from this pool to
exactly
the roof. This is a real us.
People fail to realize that, like, when you're making a YouTube video, you have to stick to a certain structure. So like, you're trying to make a video entertaining. You can't sit down and talk for an hour. But luckily on All Grown Up,
hey, we here, baby,
we do that. And now it's time to go to story time.
Hey, let's go.
Should we talk about how the Suns are 2 wins away from winning?
Listen, no more Suns talk. No more Suns talk. I get it. Devin Booker, CP3, Ayton, they were supposed to win the finals, and they didn't, and they should have, but they didn't.
Hold on.
And then there's...
Take that shirt off.
All right.
Oh.
It's an L.
Oh, an L? Oh, wait, hold on. There was something here. It's... Oh, thing. I think I found Noah's whole life. It's right here. All
right, guys. So, we are getting into story time right now, and, you know, this guy's my brother. We grew up together. We've been living with each other for freaking 20-plus years. We have a ton of stories, but we're going to choose, like, the most interesting and funny ones. And I think we should start with when we were younger, and I know you know the story. My brother has tried to kill me.
What?
Guys, it was for a good cause.
No, what?
I wasn't doing it in a harmful way. We just didn't need a Brian on the earth.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. My mom has told me this. Everyone, like, that grew up with, or everyone that knew me as a baby knew that I was the most annoying baby of all time. I would cry nonstop, and I would just be very annoying from I've heard. I don't remember.
That's, okay, guys, wait. Let's get this out the way. That's not why I tried to kill him.
I know.
It was more so like, we were both super young. I was just we're 1 year apart. And you know, when you're a little kid, you do dumb stuff, just experimental
stuff.
Let's
see how dumb this one was, Brandon.
Experimental, like, jokes that end up in almost a death.
Okay.
Well, clearly my attempts were unsuccessful because he's still standing right here for some
notice
reason.
How he said attempts with an S.
Oh, yeah.
Because multiple. Yes, there has been multiple occasions, but we got to keep in mind we were very young, and like, please don't try to kill anyone.
Yeah, don't do what the stories that you're about to hear right now, guys.
Listen, I was young. I was about, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah, and I was like 5 or 6 years old.
Yep. And how do we keep it? Okay, I'm going to just keep it very short because it is short.
Get to the point, bro. I put your ass in the dryer and I tried to start it.
My brother put me in the dryer.
I folded him like a ball.
And he threw me in the dryer. He closed the door. What? And he tried to start
the
dryer.
Sadly, it wasn't turning on.
Weight capacity.
Was it weight? You were so young and tiny.
It has to be.
Yeah, it was either.
Imagine you just.
Dude, I would have died. And then my mom came out of nowhere and she's like, Brandon!
I was so scared when my mom came. I was like, Mom.
Oh. You got your ass beat.
I did. Yeah. But honestly, guys, I wasn't trying to kill Brian. It was more so like, you know, at the carnival.
You just don't think. You don't when you're a kid.
You know, at the fair or the carnival, there's that UFO ride that spins and spins.
Oh, the Gravitron?
Yeah. I wanted to put Brian, I wanted to give him like a ride.
A simulation.
At home. Yeah.
Hey, the one where the seats go up and down?
Yeah.
That was fun.
So I just wanted to make him feel like he was at an amusement park. You know, we were only 4 or 5 years old. We didn't have the money to go there. So I wanted to.
So you were helping him.
I was helping him have
a
good
time.
Hey, you're
a good guy. Now tell me. Did you try making me feel like I was at an amusement park when you pushed me out of my apartment window?
Yeah, it was actually the second floor.
It was the second floor,
oh,
guys.
Oh, like a bungee jump.
Like a bungee jump. Or like a scream. Like, you know when it takes you up, 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 and then, ah, the
guys,
drop. I tried to make you feel the drop.
I was sitting on a table on the second floor of our apartment, and the table was next to the window. The window was up. Where was the supervision? I don't know.
It was like, no, it was the balcony, because under you was all the plants.
Yeah, so pretty much my brother came up and he pushed me off the balcony, and luckily I landed in bushes, because there's like bushes right under.
Wait,
our
how
second
high
floor
was
apartment.
The jump?
Second floor.
It's 2 stories, it wasn't that bad.
How did fell from two stories?
But it was in a bunch of plants, like bush and plants.
Did that not hurt?
I think I went to the hospital after. I don't remember. Dude, I was soft. Actually like four.
You're soft. You went to the hospital.
I'm a snowflake.
Dude, come on, soft ass.
Listen, guys.
Weak ass. No, guys.
Another thing, Brandon actually put me in a hospital for.
Okay, but guys, wait. But
literally, you're a good person.
I'm a good person. It's just like when you're a little kid, like, you know, you're running around and push and like, okay, the putting in the dryer is kind of inexcusable, but pushing off the balcony is more so like I'm a freaking big chunky little baby, like, push.
Nah,
like,
it was definitely an accident. Probably, no, I hope. Oh my gosh. Well,
brotherly love back then.
Wait, hold on. You want to talk about me as if you didn't chase me with screwdrivers and hammers around the house?
Did I hit you with them?
Well, no, only because I played basketball, so I was faster than you. That's why you didn't hit me with them, not because it was your choice.
I tried using like a throwing knife, but with a hammer on the
bro, guys, exactly. And the worst part is when we were a little bit older, too, we were like 8 or 9.
Only because like he would piss me off, bro.
We would get in fight. You know, brothers, like we would fight. We'd get in huge arguments, whether it was, I don't know, school or just something around the house. And Brian would get possessed. Like I would argue with like words or like, okay, Brian, brother to brother, you want to fight? Let's fight. He would go, it was what number cabinet? We had 4 cabinets. What number cabinet?
Second.
Second cabinet, there was all the devices.
The devices?
Right when I would notice, when he would start walking to the cabinet, that meant, okay, he doesn't want to throw hands. He wants to kill me.
I can assure you that I only did that to scare you. Did I ever connect with a freaking hammer?
No, like I said,
knife?
I would run away. I was faster than him. No, I'm just joking. But there were times when Brian did chase me around the kitchen table. It was like Tom and Jerry. We were running. I would be like, stop, stop, stop.
No, no. You would stop. We'd be at the other side of the table. You'd be like, fuck you. And I'd be like, dude, what are you like? He would just piss me off. And then when I would calm down, he would say something else.
I would be like upstairs and be like, yeah, that's why you couldn't catch me. After like 10 minutes after the fight.
You know those sibling fights where you have to try to have the last word?
Oh my God. Okay, please. So case in point is we both tried to kill each other. Both of us weren't that good at it because we're both here and we're both breathing. So let's do a better job next time, bro.
Hey, good. Guys, real talk though, please don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever do what we just explained because, like, we were young and dumb, and I just hope you don't ever attempt that on any of your siblings.
Don't do it, guys.
Anyone.
Like he said, we were dumb. It's not a smart thing to do.
But I'm glad you guys got to know these stories about
us. Wait. I mean, this isn't about trying to kill you, but this was about my mom and dad trying to kill us after they found out what we did in the backyard after Las Vegas trip and the door was locked.
So we went to Las Vegas.
Family vacation.
Family vacation. We got a rental car because we wanted a nice little van, right? Mm-hmm. We came back. My mom and dad dropped us off at the house with the rental car. The garage was open, and obviously we have the garage door to go inside. They dropped us off. They opened the garage, and they left.
To drop the rental car back off. So they said, you know, it was how long is the drive from Las Vegas to San Diego? Four or 5 hours. They said, you know what? It's been a long car ride. Let's drop you guys off home. You guys go have fun at the house, and we're going to go return the rental car. We'll be right back. So they dropped us off.
And we also didn't have cell phones at the time because we were young.
We were young.
That just sounds better.
Oh, no. Listen to this. So they left, and me and Brandon are like, we're back from Vegas. We go to open the door to get inside, and it's locked. The garage door was locked.
So my mom and dad, they opened the garage for us. And then they left to drop the rental car off. So we were in the garage, but then the door to go into the actual house locked. No keys. We had no keys, no nothing.
It was a 4-hour, 5-hour ride. We both had to take massive shits. I'm not going to lie. We just both had to take big shits.
Mine wasn't massive. Mine was like the like 4-drop ones.
The droplets?
The droplets. It wasn't like the big Snickers bar. You know what I mean?
So pretty much me and Brandon are panicking. Like, we have toilet paper and paper towel in the garage because that's where we would store them.
Yeah, we'd store them there.
And then we realized we have access to the backyard.
The gate to the backyard was always open.
And we were like, yo, like, dogs do this. Dogs take shits in grass.
Well, you're making it seem like we were like happy to do it.
No, we didn't.
We tried every solution to get into the house. We even tried to hold it in, but where you drop the rental car,
it's like 30 minutes away.
It was far away.
There and back.
Yeah, so. we were either going to literally shit our pants, or we were gonna take a little trip to the backyard, and we both went to the backyard and we each had a separate corner in the backyard. I don't like talking about it, but this is all grown up where you're going to hear everything about his life and whoever the guest is. And we just dropped a deuce.
It was fun. It was kind of like
nature.
Yeah. Like, it was like you were in nature and like, you're like, yo, the wind is blowing. Like, it was cool.
Yeah.
But my parents were going to kill us because like that's not something you should do.
Yeah.
And but they didn't understand. Like, at least, like, okay.
No, they said you hold that shit in. Yeah. Literally, no pun intended, but hold that shit in.
When the shit's in the ground, like, doesn't it just, like, dissolve? And
I think, are human feces different than dog feces?
Because dog just turns black, right? It turns hard.
It just, like, yeah, it just disintegrates.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, we did it. We wiped. And we came back. And we're huh?
How did you wipe?
We had the toilet paper in the garage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So then we're sitting in the garage, like, what the hell are we going to tell my mom and dad? Because they're going to see it. Go ahead. They came home.
Bro, they came home, and before we even let them see it, we kind of were just like,
we did something.
Mom. we never told my dad. My dad didn't care about any. My dad is a very carefree. He doesn't care.
My dad is so. I don't know why we keep saying my dad.
Okay, that's another problem we have.
I've noticed that. Like
we say my mom and my dad, but we're from the same mom.
Our
and
dad.
We're real blood brothers, 100%, but we just grew up saying, oh, bro, my mom said to do this. My dad's coming home from work. And we always get called out on it in our videos because we never change the way we say it. It's not on purpose. It's just a habit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we pretty much told my mom. And this time, honestly, I don't think she beat us with anything.
No.
I think she locked us in the backyard with the shit to smell it. And, yeah, we got locked in there at night. It wasn't too long of a punishment.
No, it was like five. No, my mom was very lenient. Like, she wanted to, like, discipline us, but
she
then,
felt bad right away.
Bro, my mom would feel so bad right away. It's like after a minute she's like, okay, come in and don't do that again. And hey, it's like, all right, cool. Hey,
did you kind of catch on as we got older? We knew my mom was gonna punish us, but did you know in the back of your head that she would feel bad? So you're like, you know what, we'll get away with it.
Has the purest soul of all time. Someone will do something extremely wrong to my mom and she'll be like, I forgive him.
I forgive them.
Yes. And I'm like,
that's why you guys are the way you guys are.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, that's how I am too. It's like sometimes someone will do me so wrong and then in the future I'm like, life is too short.
Yeah.
I don't want to have any wrongs with anyone. I don't want any bad blood.
Yeah.
That's just the way we were because my parents, like,
there's a lot
fucking
of times,
love them.
Yeah. A lot of times, like, something will do something to either me or Brian, and we're like venting to my mom or dad. Obviously, we're really close to our parents. Our family's super close. We'll be like, yeah, mom, I don't know what to do. Like, he did this and that. Like it's pissing me off and blah, blah, blah. And my mom would be like, just talk to them. Remember all the good they've done for you. Even if they hurt you and they messed up, remember how much they've helped you before. So like that, my mom has a good
heart. That's real
shit. Yeah, my mom has a really good heart. Man. Sometimes it could be like, you could be too nice. There is an extent. But my mom is she's not, dude, my mom's
very nice. Like she loves meeting fans too. Like she literally is like, Brian, I was at Albertson.
And I met
and three people came up to me and they're like, Mama Rug. And I'm like, aww.
She'll show us up. She'll get tagged on Instagram for meeting a fan and she'll be like, look, I met a fan here.
She's so grateful. And like, again, that's where we get it from. And I'm just happy. And like, here we are today after everything we've gone through, like our childhood to now, here we are in my new podcast.
Dude,
all
we've been
up.
Through a lot. Like,
and it's crazy.
Kids, and now you're here. We're sitting in a podcast. Bro, Brian.
New journey in my life.
I want to say something. Like, just think about ever since we were kids, all the racist stuff from elementary school, all the bullying, all the...
The bullying was bad.
The freaking... Sometimes we'd get bad grades and my mom and dad would punish us and the fights me and you have gotten into and just the whole struggle growing up. We both tried out college and that didn't work. And like, think back to all those moments and now think about this. You have almost 20 million YouTube subscribers. You meet fans, people that you've changed their lives every single day. You're sitting in your own, yours and Noah's podcast room, filming a show that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions, are going to watch to hear about your guys' life. Is that fucking crazy? That's
you just got to be grateful at the end of the day.
That's literally, again, like,
dude,
I started crying yesterday because I'm like, yo, like, anything I do, like, my supporters are always there to be like, oh my God, Rug, we're here for you.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see this new journey in your life. And I'm like, yo, people actually care about me like that? Because, again, I've been done wrong in my past, like bullying, like racism and all that stuff. And I'm like, I thought about it all yesterday. And I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck? I'm so blessed and grateful. And yes, you can cry from being grateful and like appreciating life. Yeah. And it's like, that's never happened to me until yesterday. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I was on my way to a shoot and I got down to the shoot and my eyes were like puffy. Like, even the driver looked at me and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, Damn. I'm like, I'm good, man. But it's always just like, it's a good thing to always look back at your life and see all the things you've been through and where you are today.
Yeah,
and some people might not be where they want to be today, but I'm telling you guys, you got to just push through it and have a positive mind and surround yourself, like we said, with people, good people first off, and then people with a positive mindset.
Yeah. No, there's a saying out there. I don't know exactly how it is, so don't kill me if I'm wrong, but it's like you become the person of the people you hang 100%. Out with.
Yeah.
So like if you're a down person, you feel a little bad, but you surround yourself with great, positive, happy people, you're eventually going to become a positive, happy person.
And sometimes people go through things. Like, yeah, obviously, yeah. If you're having a bad day, you're having a bad day. Like, the people you surround yourself with are the type of people, or should be the type of people, to push you back up to where you need to be.
Exactly. Yeah. And you do that a lot for me.
I try to.
Because I, like, sometimes I'm having bad days because of, like I said, like, a comment on the internet. The Suns. Like, I'll beat myself up over something so small, and Noah would always, like, he still does, like, just tries to cheer me up and, like, tell me, like,
because that's what a real friendship is, bro. Brothership. Yeah, exactly. Like, bro, like, with you too, like, I feel like the people you care about, if you care about them enough, you're gonna put in the effort to make sure that they're okay, make sure that they're doing good. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Did you eat today? Did you drink a lot of water? If you really care about someone, you're gonna put in that.
Yeah, I'm grateful for this life, and I'm sure you guys are.
100%.
So you guys all heard the origin of how me and Brandon started, how we grew up, and how we started this whole YouTube thing. I want to start a new segment on this podcast where we actually highlight an up-and-coming creator who needs help getting exposure, because, you know, we know what it's like blowing up on YouTube and like how we started. And there's so many talented people out there that just struggle getting their name out there. And of course, a part of this podcast, I want to be the help. I want to try to help people and get their name out there. So if you have a YouTube channel, TikTok, Instagram, and you guys do some cool shit, but it's really hard for you guys to get exposure and hard for you to blow up, all you have to do is spam all the all grown up social medias. I'm talking the Instagram, the Twitter, the YouTube. DM us, email us, anything you can to get our attention and show us your YouTube channel, TikTok, Instagram, whatever it is you do. Starting on the next podcast and future ones, we're going to shout out a creator.
I love that.
Because, I want to use this platform to help other people out. I've done this in the past where I've collabed with very small creators that are very talented and they help me out. And I'm like, yo, like, everyone needs to go subscribe to this person and give them a push. So I'm always here to help, and I'm really excited for that segment. But now we're going to the last segment involving the supporters once again. We are going to be answering some questions that you guys want to know about us.
Oh, man.
These are my favorite. It's like little Q&As, like the old YouTube days. We used to always do Q&As.
Uh-huh.
First question we got from Shahzabe_Ahmed. Hopefully I said your name right. Brandon, what career path would Broadus take if it wasn't for YouTube? I know
I'll let my brother answer that.
So my brother actually went to college for media and journalism, and he wanted to be a Suns reporter.
Phoenix Suns reporter. I was actually writing articles before I started a YouTube channel.
Writing articles?
Yeah, on this little website. And
remember that.
I would recap the Suns games. And I would type in, despite the Suns' loss, the future is looking
bright.
Dude, I used to write.
I remember walking into your room and you'd be doing that. And it's like, yo, like, you used to actually do that.
I really wanted to be a reporter on the side of the court for the Phoenix Suns. That was my career path. I was actually in college for it for years.
And that just adds on to how big of a Suns fan this guy is. Like, he really dedicated his life.
Right? You really would have killed that, because you pay attention to every detail.
Hey, maybe after this whole YouTube thing is done, years down the line, maybe I'll pursue that again.
What if you become the head coach?
No, like, you know how Drake is like with Toronto, and he's like the ambassador. You could be the Suns ambassador.
I feel
like you are the Suns ambassador already.
What's crazy is I went from wanting to be the reporter for the Phoenix Suns to now I'm cool with like Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges.
Insane.
Like, that I went from wanting to work for this team to now being cool with the team. Like, I've been to Devin Booker's house multiple. He's been to my house. D Book has been to my house.
And I've
like,
missed all those opportunities.
I know. But yeah.
Devin Booker is cracked, man.
Dude, he's
on Warzone and on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Next question comes from KaiGill94. What's the most exciting video you've done, Brandon?
Oh, the most exciting video I've done. Okay, I'll do two separate ones. One that I've done with Brian. The most exciting video I've done with Brian is when I burned his Yeezys a while ago.
I remember that.
Yeah. I bought these fake. This is when Yeezys were first becoming popular. Brian, it was like one of his first big purchases after, you know, making a check off YouTube. He went and he bought these Yeezys.
My first ever Hypebeast purchase yes. of my life. Yeezys. I chased the mailman out because yes. I had to sign for it and I didn't see him. And then I saw him get back in the car.
Yeah.
And I chased him. I'm yeah. like, yo, that's mine. That's
exactly.
mine.
He was super hyped for them. And this is when I first started YouTube. So I was like, let me take this opportunity to prank him. And I bought these fake pair of Yeezys that looked exactly the same off of Craigslist. And I burned those and Brian freaked out. That was definitely my favorite prank I've done to Brian. But my favorite video on my channel in general is obviously when I went to Devin Booker's house.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
And we just chilled. Like,
iconic.
Yeah, not just video, but life experience.
Yeah, life experience caught on camera. So it was just – that video was crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was
Didn't
dope.
Your Yeezys just get ruined? Those yes. exact ones that
you I wore my original Yeezys to this one thing that I can't mention yet because it's big, and they got fucked. Like, literally holes in them, and I'm like, why did I wear them?
Dirt all over
and it. And those are actually, like, memorable shoes for me. I didn't think that, like, they were going to get ruined.
If there was, like, a phase rug museum, that would be, like, a little thing in it.
Right at the start. Next question we got from Alexa. Lessons learned from life before COVID to life presently.
Whoa. That's
I like
a great
that.
Question.
Yeah. I think we learned how valuable family time is together because yeah. we were all locked in a house with nowhere to go for pretty much a whole year. So I think we all learned how cool it is to spend time with family. And
can I just say I miss those times?
Yeah.
I missed it.
Yeah. In a weird way, at the time, during the moment, you're like, oh, this is so dumb. Like, I want to go out. But looking back at it, we spent such good quality time with the fam and just like – everybody was just always home. I think that was a lesson we learned, that you can't beat quality time with your family. No matter what you could be doing out, going to the club, going to parties, nothing beats quality time with the family.
100%.
And I think another lesson we learned is to be safe, be clean, more cautious of, you know, everything.
It helped, like, find yourself. It helped yeah. you, like, humble yourself and yeah. find yourself. Because, like, when COVID wasn't a thing, it was like, okay, you're living life on a daily basis, but then COVID happened and you're just like, what do I do with myself?
Yeah, and like, and back then you would complain about the littlest things. Oh, and yeah, for me, the life lesson I learned is to just appreciate life a lot more because yeah. something like that could happen, and it yeah. did happen, and we lived through it.
Uh-huh.
And it still currently is a problem right
I know,
now.
It is.
But the whole time when it first started, we were like, damn, like, we didn't even appreciate going to the grocery store. Now, right. if I go to a grocery store, I'm like, oh my God, I'm yeah. at a grocery store.
Yes.
I love that. And like my brother said, the family time, like, we would play board games.
Yeah.
We would, like, just spend so much time together, watch movies, play cards. And like, it was just such a weird but fun time.
It was an experience that you're going to tell your kids.
Yes.
Like, when you have kids one day, you're going to be like, yo, guys, in the history book, what you're learning about COVID in your history class, we lived through it.
Yeah.
So it's an experience that obviously it wasn't a good one. Many lives were lost, but there were some things that you could have taken away where you're like, now I appreciate life and just
agreed.
The situations were in a lot more than before. So there were definitely. Lessons learned.
All right. Next question comes from Isaiah_1718. Are you still in contact with friends from middle school and high school?
Oh, well, my answer might be a little shorter than Brian's, so I'll go first. My whole friend group that I have right now, let me just shout them out real quick. Ali, Justin, Jordan, Kamal, Romel, and Anthony, who's my little cousin. I've known all of them since I was in elementary school.
So and not even middle school?
Not even middle school or high school. I've known them since I was 5 years old, and we still hang out to this day. I'm the type of person where I like my group is very close-knit. And I know in the back of my head, they were there with me since before all this YouTube stuff. So I know for a fact they're not just there for clout or for followers, because they've been with me since I was a little baby. My whole friend group is from when I was younger. So it's dope. It's really, really cool.
So for me, I had a very small friend group, middle school and high school. And from middle school, my friend, he was my best friend, Cheyenne. We were so close and we just ended up going to different high schools. And you know, like, just like 6 months ago, I tried reaching out to him like so many times just because I want to reconnect. And I don't know if his number's changed, but he just hasn't answered.
Hey,
but the messages would deliver.
You might be watching this.
Hey, Cheyenne, listen, it's your friend Brian. We used to play Call of Duty Zombies on Black Ops 1. And we used to sleep over.
You hated me.
He hated Brandon.
Because he was a Pistons fan. I was a Suns fan.
Uh-huh.
And I actually did reconnect with a few of my friends from high school like a year ago. We went bowling because I still had their number. And I'm like, dude, like, I miss them. Like, I know everyone went their separate ways after high school. I was busy. They were busy. So we reconnected. We got really drunk at a bowling alley and we had the time of our lives. We had some authentic Mexican food after.
Wow.
So shout out to Marcel, Oscar, Jaden, Matt, and Jeremy. You guys are freaking amazing. Thank you.
I thought they were Ron and Jeremy.
No.
Oh, Matt and Jeremy. Oh,
Matt and Jeremy. We used to play Halo together too. But yeah, to this second, like, I haven't talked to them in a while, but I got to reconnect again. Oh, this is my favorite question. Can I please answer it first?
Yeah.
Okay. This one comes from Yaya Perez. If you had any superpowers, what would it be? I'm going to answer this first because me and Noah talk about this all the time. Teleportation.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
Teleportation, because I hate long flights. I hate long car rides. It makes everything so long. And like, if I wanted to go to San Diego to visit my family, just one, and I'd be in the living room. Oh my gosh, that would be a dream of mine. If me and Noah want to make some dope content, we want to go to like Dubai. I don't want to do a 16-hour flight.
Facts, though.
I want to just snap my finger and be in Dubai. Imagine that. Imagine how crazy the content would be. Like, one day we'd be in Dubai. One day we'd be in Tokyo. Like, dude, come on. Like, please, can someone, Elon Jeff Bezos,
would be the guy to do it.
Someone just invent teleportation. Like, please.
My superpower that I wish I had would be where I could snap my finger and the Phoenix Suns would have won the championship instead of lost. And I'm actually not exaggerating. Like, I'd rather have that than teleportation or whatever others flying. And I would really rather have that.
He's not joking.
Look at my face.
Yeah,
I'm 100% serious.
Joking. I love this guy, man. Noah?
I hate Brian, man.
Mine would be time travel. I would love to be able to just snap my finger and be in like the 50s. And
you would be the type to alter the past, though.
Not alter it, but like, is dangerous. But
he
would
something over and be like, shit.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But like, I think like living in like the 20s or like even going past like anything past that or just doing that would be sick.
Bro, one of my favorite Family Guy episodes when they time traveled.
Right?
Ryan and Stewie, and they standed on that little pod. That was so sick. But that wraps up the question segment and wraps up this entire podcast episode featuring Broadus.
Let's go. Hey, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate you, man. Thank you, that was one of my favorite episodes, one of two. But guys, thank you so much for making it all the way to the end. Thank you so much for tuning in and giving us a chance. You know, this is my new journey and I'm having a lot of fun doing it. I'm going to have a lot more guests on the show. Brandon is the first guest of the show. So.
I'm honored. Like I said, I feel like this podcast is going to blow up because this duo right here, they do big things.
Thank you.
So the fact that I'll always be remembered as the first guest, I'm honored. So thank you guys.
If you guys want to purchase some All Grown Up merch, Noah, can you give that to Brandon?
Yeah. What?
That fire hoodie. This hoodie and logo is going to be so iconic.
Wait, no way. Guys. Dude, thank you guys.
If we see someone wearing All Grown Up merch in person, like, I don't know if I could kiss you guys, but I'll give you the biggest hug in the world. FaZeClan.com, go purchase some All Grown Up merch. It would mean the world to us. And
No.
You were doing it to that.
Don't
but this
kiss.
Is I like this
guys,
way more than I like
off
you.
Off camera kiss. It's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Well, when the camera shut off.
Hey, we will see you guys with the next episode. Be sure to stream All Grown Up on all podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Links are in the description. Every podcasting platform, please run up the numbers and get us to the number one podcast.
Hey, for real though. No bullshit.
We actually became number 8 in the society and culture category.
That's crazy.
So thank you so much for running up the numbers. Subscribe to the podcast. All that fun stuff. Other than that, it's been Rug.
For what is go sell.
Hey, howdy do, y'all. I'm Uncle Drank, star of The Ballad of Uncle Drank. It is a scripted musical podcast about the life and times of me, fictional golf and Western country music pioneer, Uncle Drank. The series also stars Luke Wilson, Brian Kelly, Chelsea Lynn, Kinky Friedman, and Billy Zane as a talking blender named Blendy. You can find The Ballad of Uncle Drank on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.